أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي يوفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. With fiqh laws, with Islamic laws, we reach to issue number 521. Within this issue, Sayyid Sistan is talking about when a woman becomes pak from nifas, when she gave a birth for a baby and she become pak, okay, she should do ghusl and perform acts of worship. Now she has no blood, okay, and she become pak. For that, it is obligatory for her to do ghusl and to perform her acts. She cannot pray or fast or touch the prescribe of Holy Quran, okay, without doing what? Without doing ghusl. And if she sees blood again after becoming pak, she sees what? She sees blood again once or often, and the total number of days on which blood is seen and the intervening days during which she remains pak is 10 or less than 10. So she gave birth, she saw blood maybe 1 day, 1 hour, less, 2 days, more, 3 days, 4 days, then she became pak for 1 day or 2 days, then she sees another blood. The blood continue. It is until it reached to 10 days or lesser than 10 days. So what is the situation now? Which one we consider it as nifas? Which one as istihada? Shall we consider all of it as nifas? And she will stop or quit what? Not performing her worships acts. Let's see, say Sistan what he said. Then all of it will be nifas. All of it will be what? Will be nifas. It, what does that mean? That means she won't do any act of worshipping. In the intervening days, as a precaution, she will perform all that is obligatory for pak women. With the intervening days, it means the days which she is pak, in those days in between the two bloods, inside the 10 days, in between the 10 days. Okay, so what she will do in this situation, as an obligatory, it is an obligatory for she do what? Sorry, not obligatory, as a precaution, ihtiyat. As a precaution, she will perform all that is obligatory for a pak woman. She has to pray. If it is Ramadan, she has to fast. Okay? And also refrain from all acts which are forbidden to a woman in nifas. It means not to touch the prescribe of Quran, not to enter a masjid, a mosque, not to pass by a masjid, means to enter from a door and go out from another door, and not to put something inside the masjid or to take something out of the masjid. Okay, it is not allowed for her, or not to read the verses of Al-Azaim, the 4 verses of Al-Azaim, As-Sijjada Fussalat Wal-Najma'a Ulluqat, As-Sajda Wal-Najm Wal-Alaq Wa-Fussalat. These are the 4 surahs you shouldn't read them. Okay. She could read some of Quran or any of Quran, but not to touch the prescribed of Quran and not to read these four verses. Okay. And also refrain from all acts which are forbidden to a woman in nifas. So, if she had kept fasts, she will give their what? Their qada. Their qada. Okay. And if the blood which she sow later exceeds 10 days, and then if that blood exceeds 10 days, then there can be two situations. Here we have two situations. Yes, let's see what Al-Zahra servant has written. Do you mean the whole masjid or specifically the praying room? Look, not the praying room, I mean masjid, a mosque, not Husayniyah. Okay, not a praying room. Okay, I mean masjid, only masjid, because a masjid has its own specific rules. It is completely different from Husayniyah. It is completely different from a praying room or a place where we pray. For example, if we left in the airport, you find they put they made a room and they say this is a musalla. A musalla. If it is a musalla, it doesn't matter. Go and sit there if you are in nifas, if you are in nifas state or in haid state. Doesn't matter. But if it is written under the title of masjid, mosque, it is not allowed to you to enter to that place. It is haram for you to enter to that place. Okay? So a masjid is different from Husayniyah, and it is different from Musalla, and it is different from praying room. Okay, I need this title. Under this title, if they have written it is a masjid, so it has its own specific rules which are completely different from other places of praying, not like Husayniyah. The mosque that we have has two rooms, one for men and another for... Not only that, Mr. Ali, I'm telling you this. If there is a title on the door said this is a mosque, this is a masjid, or who built that, he said this is a masjid, this is waqf, masjid. That's what I meant. This is a masjid. Maybe masjid, it has been divided, part of it for women and part of it for men. It doesn't matter. It is a masjid. Some of the masjid, they didn't divide it. Okay? So, it is the title. What I meant, it is the title of this place. If it is masjid, yes, if you ask a person who gave this place or who built this place, you ask him, he said, this is a masjid. In this situation, so you have to be careful with dealing with it. For man, it is not allowed for mujnib man to enter inside it. For women, it is not allowed for a ha'if or Nufasa to enter to it. Okay? Yes, as Zahra said, in the mosque that I go to, it was a church before, and they put this place and changed it to a masjid. There are some classrooms and halls for women that are separate from the main masjid for praying. Yes, Al-Zahra, daughter, since it is a masjid, since it is a mosque, okay, it is not allowed for a woman to enter to that mosque. Okay, that's it. So be careful. Does these separated rooms still have the same hukum? If they are masjid, I'm saying, if they are masjid, yes, look, Mr. Ali said from the main gate, you're right. If they are masjid, my voice is breaking, no, yes, okay. If these rooms, they are masjid, so they take the same hukum of masjid. يعني إذا هذه الغرف غرف تابع المسجد فتأخذ نفس حكم المسجدية. Okay. Yes, I spoke in Arabic. That's good. All right. So, now still we are with the issue number 521. Or yes, we read two situations. Okay, the first situation, if the woman does not have a fixed habit of duration. Okay, now we have two situations. If woman does not have a fixed habit of duration, maybe she is muttaliba, maybe she is mubtadi'a. Okay, maybe she is mustarabe. Okay, now then she will count the first 10 days as nifas and the rest is istihada. She will count the 10 days as what? As nifas, and the rest is what? Is istihada. Alright. Two, and if she has fixed habit of duration, then as a precaution, the blood which she sees after the habitual days of duration will require her to act as a mustahaba. She will act as mustahaba. And when we mean by what we mean by mustahaba, we mean that she has to pray and to fast if there is Ramadan, okay, and but not to touch the Holy Quran or to do such. Okay, yes, let's see. So in this situation, yes, all right. For that, okay. In this situation, if the days will exceed the 10 days, the second situation, if she has a fixed habitual of duration, then as a precaution, the blood which she sees after the habitual days of duration will require her to act as mustahab, and also avoid all that is forbidden to a woman in nifas. To avoid all that forbidden to a woman in nifas, just like not to enter a mosque, not to read Holy Quran, the four verses of Al-Aza'im, and not to touch the prescribed of the Holy Quran, not to touch the names of Allah, the attributes of Allah, the names of the infallible Imams, the Imam al-Ma'sumi, salawatullahi salamu alayhi. Okay, now, issue number 522. If a woman becomes pak from nifas, now she becomes what? Pak from nifas, but feels that there might be blood in the interior part. She should insert some cotton and wait till she finds out. If she finds herself pak, then she should go do ghusl for the acts of worship. If she's not, she will keep herself and to act as mustahaba. Yes. Issue number 523. If nifas blood is seen by a mother. Why we call her a mother? We call her a mother because she gave a birth to a baby, and now she is in a nifas state. Okay? If nifas blood is seen by a mother for more than 10 days and she has a fixed habit, and she has what? A fixed habit of hayd, then her nifas will be equal to what? To the duration of hayd. Why her nifas become equal to her duration of hayd? Because this lady what? This lady has what? Has a fixed habit. Because she has a fixed habit, so that the duration of nifas will be equal to what? Will be equal to duration of hayd. And not only that, and the blood of nifas exceeds 10 days. Exceeds 10 days. So in this case, we tell her that your nifas is the same as your hayd duration, and the rest will be what? The rest will be istihaba. And the rest would be istihaba. As says Sistani, he said that. And if she does not have a fixed habit, if she does not have a fixed habit of hayd, she would take 10 days as those of hayd. As we mentioned that, if she doesn't have what? If she doesn't have a fixed days of hayd, she doesn't know, maybe 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 or 7, she doesn't know. Now we will tell her that your hayd, your nifas day will be 10 days, and the extra will be what? Will be istihaba. Okay? And treat the rest as istihaba. Yes. Just when the blood exceeds. Yes. It is. Absolutely. When the blood exceeds 10 days, we'll tell her, do you have a fixed days of istihaba of hayd? If she said yes, we'll tell her that nifas, it is the same duration of your hayd. If she doesn't have fixed days of hayd, then we'll tell her that the 10 days will be your nifas, and the rest will be istihaba. The rest will be istihaba. It's not so difficult. I think it is easy. Okay. For a woman who has a fixed habit of hayd, it is recommended precaution to act as a mustahaba from the day after her habit is over. Okay. As if nifas is a maximum of hayd. Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. All right. Now, it is a recommended precaution to act as mustahaba from the day after her habit is over. It means the rest, and at the same time refrain from acts to quit her prayers, to quit, yes, fasting. Okay, refrain from acts forbidden to one in nifas. It means the same forbidden acts for ha'ir and the same forbidden acts for mujnib. It is the same for what? For nifas, for nufasa. And at the same time, refrain from acts forbidden to one in nifas till 18th day. Till 18th day. And for a woman with no fixed habit of hayd, this recommended precaution applies from the 10th to the 18th. From the 10th to 18th. Days since the child birth. Since the child birth. Okay. Issue number 524. 524. If the habit of hayd of a woman is less than 10 days. Not 10 days. It is lesser than 10 days. Okay. And the blood is seen for more days than the days of her hayd. Okay? She should treat the days equal to the days of her حيض as نفاس. As نفاس. She should deal with the days. Okay. She should treat the days equal to the days of her حيض as نفاس. Okay. After that, she has a choice either to leave out her salah, either to leave her prayers, or act according to the rules of istihadah, or act according to the rules of istihadah. What does that mean? Istihadah, as we mentioned before, mustahadah should pray. She has to pray, okay? Definitely, as we mentioned before, maybe it is a little istihadah, qaleel istihadah qaleela, or medium istihadah, or istihadah kathira. And each one of them has its own hukum, has its own hukum. So, but it is better to leave out salah for a day. It is better to leave out salah for a day. So this is important. This is important to check out. And if the blood continuous, if the blood what continuous to be seen even after 10 days, okay, then all the days in excesses of her habit up to the 10th day will be istihadah. It means, for example, if her hayd it is for 7 days and she sees a blood till 10 days. Now, the day number 8, 9 and 10, all that what? All that will be istihadah. And she should give qada of the acts of worship which she did not perform during these days. Yes. Now, for example, here Mr. Sistani is giving us an example. That example, he said, for example, if the hayd duration, you know, the hayd duration of a woman has always been 6 days. Her hayd has always 6 days. What does that mean? That she is a fixed habit of duration. A fixed habit of duration. 6 days, and her blood comes for more than 6 days. Her habit comes for more than 6 days. She should treat 6 days as nifas. As nifas. And on the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th day, it will be her choice either to abstain, to quit from all acts of worship, or adopt the rules of istihada. She has a choice either to abstain from all worship acts, okay, or what does that mean? That means she has to do qada later on. She has to do qada later on for the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and the 10th days. Okay? Or if she has to act, adopt the rules of istihada. The rules of istihada, what does that mean? That means she has to pray, to fast, and not to touch the words of Quran, the name of Allah, and so on. And if she sees blood for more than 10 days, and if she sees blood for more than 10 days, all the days in excesses of her habitual duration of hayd will be treated as the days of istihada. So the extra days of her hayd, of her hayd, or her habitual duration of hayd will be what? Will be istihada, and she has to act according to mustahada rules. To mustahada rules. We will stop here for Islamic laws for today. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.